Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. Talking today about indoor healthy plants and the ones that heal us, and what plants can we grow inside our own home that we can use for our own health. Medicinal plants around the house, you never know when you might need them. So there are so many that we're just going to kind of talk about the top ones, okay? The aloe vera plant, that's a very common plant that everybody wants in their house. The aloe vera grows under sun with well-drained or moist soil. It helps with your wounds and cuts and burns, eczema, and reducing inflammation. Very, very helpful for helping with speeding up our healing and reducing the risk of infections during any of these abrasions that we might have on our topical skin area. And it also not only is good for external use, but it's really good internally as well. It helps with ulcers, chronic constipation, poor appetite, as well as some digestive problems. So that's an excellent plant to have in your house, aloe vera plant. The next plant that we kind of are going to look at is the great burdock plant. Now, I have a lot of these burdock plants in my yard, and I always feel bad if I try to chop them down because I really like them, because I know that they have a lot of medicinal healing properties to them. So this great plant that can grow straight out in the sun is great for detoxification. And it helps with throat infections and skin diseases like burns and bruises, eczema, herpes, acne, boils and rashes, and ringworm and potato bites from different types of little critters and bugs. So this burdock root is really good. And you know what else it's good for? It's excellent as a muscle relaxant. So it's really good if you make a salve and you have sore muscles. The leaves and seeds can be crushed to poultices for bruises and the burns and the ulcers. Now, what about your marigolds? Those are a pretty little plant, aren't they? And these are excellent because you can grow these little marigolds in the house, or you can actually grow them in your yard as well. And they're really good for stings and sprains and bites and sore eyes, varicose veins. And if we drink it as a tea, it's going to help us with our fevers and chronic infections. And so the tea of the petals, it also helps tone our circulation and helps with varicose veins. And so we want to have some of these little guys around our house, and applying the crushed stems of marigolds to corns and warts will help those be removed as well. Excellent. Marshmallow. That's a pretty plant, isn't it? The root is taken internally to treat inflammation, peptic ulcers, gastritis, helps with helping with stomach acid. Externally, now it's really good for insect bites and sprains and achy muscles, bruises and splinters. These are plants that you can have around your house now, remember? That's what we're talking about, the indoor healthy plants that you can, they're in your house, or you can have them right in your yard. Chamomile is that really pretty little flower, and it's going to help aid in sleep and de-stress. It helps with the common aches like toothaches, earaches, some pain. It's all good for relaxation. Globe artichokes. No, that requires a lot of sun, and it may have to be climate controlled as well. But this is going to help with your liver and gallbladder and lower blood cholesterol, treat chronic liver, jaundice. So that baby is going to help you with your liver. Echinacea? Echinacea? That plant always gives me a hard time when I talk about that plant. It's one of the world's most medicinal herbs. And you can see them on the side of the road. They're the tall cone flowers. A lot of people call them cone flowers. They have antibiotic properties in them. And it helps with allergies. It helps with insect bites, snake bites, stings from bees. It helps with sores, wounds, and burns. It's just an all-around great plant to have in your yard to help with healthy plants living around your indoors and outdoors. Ginseng is always excellent. Good for memory and anti-inflammatory, pepping up your endurance, good for insomnia. Tea tree. That's a pretty plant. That little tea tree, I guess, has beautiful little flowers. And this can help relieve headaches. It also helps with antifungal and antibacterial. So it's chronic fatigue it helps with, thrush, acne, athlete's foot. Cystitis, insect bites, minor burns. Tea tree oil is a really good plant to have around the house too. Here's lemon balm. That's a really good plant. And minty scent of leaves. And it's good for herpes and sores and insect bites and mosquito repellents. If you kind of mix it with water as a tea, it's good for your cold and fever and depression and mild insomnia. Can help with headaches. Your peppermint is really good. That's going to help reduce irritable bowel syndrome and treat your fevers and flatulence and spastic colon. Evening primrose. We don't really talk about that a lot. That's good for eczema, acne, brittle nails, rheumatoid arthritis. And as well as helping with liver damage that could have been caused by alcohol. And ginseng is excellent too. Turkey rhubarb, salvia, milk thistle, feverfew. I'm just kind of going through them and you can get an idea there. So those are all excellent plants to have around the house for healing. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Keep a wobbinin'.